afternoon, everyone, and happy Thursday. Well, the Australian share market, it continues to do quite well. In fact, the ASX 200 today rose by 85 points. That's a gain of 1.2%, and it means that the index wrapped up the day at 7,280. This means we've had six gains in 7 days. We've hit a five-week high today as well. And in less than 2 weeks that we've had so far in January, the market has done enough to essentially recoup all of December's losses. Now, December has historically been our best month of the year, going back 7 decades. But Santa certainly did not visit investors last month. In fact, our market fell 3.4%. So wait and see what happens from here. The key risk of the week, which could change all that and could stop that little winning streak that we've got going on at the moment in its tracks, is an update on US inflation tonight. That is going to be very important because the expectation in markets is that there could be easing inflation this evening. If that is not the case, it could make for quite an ugly end to the week. There are two numbers to watch for and to keep in mind when this report is actually released tonight. And basically the expectations for both headline and core inflation. Now, headline inflation is expected to fall to 6.5%, down from 7.1% a month earlier, while core inflation is expected to drop to 5.7%, down from 6%. Now, the further away the outcomes are from those two numbers, the more aggressive the likely move is likely to be on markets globally. So the lower inflation gets, the more positive you would expect the response to actually be. The reason why I say it could be a potentially an ugly end to the week is that if inflation is hotter than expected, especially considering what we've seen in the lead up to this data, markets might actually potentially sell off. So that's going to be one to watch. But today, look, we should celebrate the gains while we get them. And today we had all 11 sectors of our market improving. Three sectors really made the difference: the mining sector, the energy sector, which is much smaller, and also the financials, in particular the major banks. Now, the mining sector as a group, still the best performers this month, have rallied, and so much so that they're very close to hitting their best levels on record. Now, essentially, this is partly because the US dollar's been a little soft, and that's been helping commodity prices lift. There's also been a bit of excitement about the reopening of China's borders for the first time in 3 years, and the expectation that all of this could lead to greater demand for commodities. And of course, this is what we sell to China in large part. So today, BHP hit yet another record high for a second day. Even lithium producers managed to lift today. The likes of Pilbara Minerals rose quite aggressively. Now, in that mining space and energy space, the one area that did not do so well were actually coal mining stocks. Now, companies like Whitehaven and New Hope and Stanmore Resources were down by as much as 4% today. But it is important to place in context, because last year, the best performers by far on our share market were coal miners. In fact, we had shares in Whitehaven and New Hope almost tripling in share price in 2022. And that's because coal prices rose, and also the war in Ukraine contributed to that. Now, investment manager Perpetual in focus today as well, because the takeover of its rival Pendal has become legally effective now. And that means that after market close today, Pendal shares are expected to be suspended from trade. The implementation of the deal is expected to occur on the 23rd of January. So what this basically means in English is that Pendal shareholders who are eligible would actually receive a mix of shares and also cash. So, of course, that's if you're eligible for the takeover and you had the shares at the correct date. But that's something to watch. Tonight, as I said, all about inflation. It's out at 12:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So that's 1 hour into the U.S. trading session. Likely to be quite a bit of volatility around that time. The Aussie dollar finally ahead of this is at 69.2 U.S. Again, currencies are vulnerable to what happens later on this evening. On that note, everyone, have a great night. And we'll do this again tomorrow.